Dumala is Mahaprabhu's birthday. And we also, so many, we are getting association of so many devotees here. Eastern and Western devotees, they are present here. And already Navadvip Dham Parikrama party, last day Parikrama, they gone. And yesterday Madhavendra Puripat, who is our origin of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sampradaya actually. Origin is Krishna, no doubt. But Krishna to Brahma to Narad, this way our preceptive line coming down up to Madhavendra Puri, but it is started from Madhavendra Puri, very authentic and special, some merciful glance of Lord Krishna and Radharani we got through Madhavendra Puri. And also, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he himself, like Krishna, taken Guru, Ishwarpuri, as Ishwarpuri, and Ishwarpuri is disciple of Madhavendra Puri. The Madhavendra Puri, he has got so much mercy and inspiration and service to Lord Krishna. We can see his character. Madhavendra Puri was very renounced mentality man, not asking any food to anyone, but willingly some coming to him and he is accepting that. So you know that story. When he was in Vrindavan Parikrama, Govardhan Parikrama actually, that time. And he seated in Govinda Kunda, evening time, not asking any food to anyone. But Krishna himself, taking the form of a cowherd boy, small cowherd boy, with milk, come to Madhavendra Puri and chastise him, why you are not asking food to others? You take this food, milk, and drink it. And Madhavendra Puri was surprised to see the beauty of that boy. And he was very stunned. This boy, which way knows, yeah, I am not asking food or I am not asking anything to others. And he questioned that boy. But you will ask or not to ask, our village lady came here for collecting the water and her seni was seated here. And they understand you are very hungry. They sent this milk. You take this milk, I shall come back. Now I have some duty to milking the cows. I am going. Then Madhavendra Puri was very happy and taken that milk and very sweet and like ecstasy. He drank that milk and waiting for that boy, but that boy not come up to midnight. Then he feel some sleep, and in the dream he have seen that boy come and told, yeah, I am Sri Gopal, my name is Sri Gopal. I am the master of this village, Govardhandhari Gopal. grandson of Krishna, he installed me here. And from that time I am here, but in the middle, my servitor, he was very fearful to Mlecha coming and will attack. After hearing that, he put me in a cave and he ran away. Long time I am waiting in that cave. Now cave is covered by so many plants and so many trees. No one can enter there, but I am living and waiting for you will come and you will serve me. It is my expectation. Now you come, I am very happy. And you take out me from that cave and organize my service, my seva, give your seva to me. And good nourishment I need, so long I am suffering from the winter, from the hot, from suffocation, many things. Anyhow, after that dream, Madhavendra Puri has seen, the morning come out, and he went to the villagers and told that story. And seeing the face of Madhavendra Puri, the villagers was very happy. And they had taken so many weapons, different kind of weapons for cutting the tree, cutting the jungle. And they went with Madhavendra Puri there, and they took out Gopal, Govardhanhari Gopal. They have seen he is living in the cave. And they were very surprised and took out from the cave and put it in the Giriraj Govardhan's hill. Govardhan hill, they are top to Govardhan hill. They put it Gopal and Madhavendra Puri have done Maha Abhishek there. After hearing this story, everyone come from the villages and they have seen the truth and they were very, very much inspired to serve Gopal. Then so much ingredients they collected from their house and around that Govardhan, so many villages. Everyone come with some ingredients and they cooked there by order of Madhavendra Puri. Their Maha Abhishek, Madhavendra Puri done. 1008 water pot with Govindakunda's water and make Abhishek ghee and the curd and milk, some sugar, some madhu, honey, and this way make Maha Abhishek. Then they clean everything and Brajavasi, they cooked, Brahmin Brajavasi, so many, they cooked there and that bhoga, like Annakut, they offered to Gopal, and Madhavendra Puri have seen the Gopal was very hungry and both hands he is using for eating that ingredient, food. And also few of the pure devotees, they also seeing that. Then Gopal become little hunger free and try to sleep, and Madhavendra Puri also gone for sleeping. And next day, from other village to village, every day they are making festivals and every day Annakoot Mahamahotsav happening there. After few days, Gopal told to Madhavendra Puri, "Oh Madhavendra Puri, I was in the cave and still burning my body. You go and collect the sandalwood from Malaya Parbat and put in my body, then I shall feel some cool. Otherwise, my body is burning. You go. No other man you send, you yourself must go." And by order of Madhavendra Puri, he went for collecting the sandalwood from Malaya Parbat. And if you went, come to Remuna, there manifestation of Gopinath deities, Arati time, he has seen Arati and heard the Gopinath special bhog happening here. Its name is Kheer, Amritakeli Kheer, and he wants to taste it, but he is thinking it is not good for me. I am a renounced man. In the name of Gopal, I want to taste. It is my greed. And for that, he not ask anything, and he went to marketing place. There is a village marketing place. Under the tree, he is doing japa. And night come, 12 bulkies. Every day they are offering to Gopal, and so nice taste. And Madhavendra Puri also wants to taste one thing. And for that, one ball Gopal himself hiddenly kept under his cloth. And 12 balls there every day offering. But that day, by illusion of Gopal, they cannot understand. The one stolen by the Gopinath. Gopinath, that did his name is Gopinath. So in the midnight, is the Purohit, priest, he have got one dream. Here come Madhavendra Puri wants to test my kheer, prasad. And I stolen for him, and it is under my cloth. You go to my room and collect that and give to him for eating, prasad. Priest was very surprised and taken that. And went to the marketing place and telling, who is Madhavendra Puri is living here? Who is Madhavendra Puri? For him, Gopinath stolen the kheer, his prasad kheer with me. And Gopinath is order, I want to give him. You take, who is Madhavendra Puri? You take it. Madhavendra Puri was surprised. But he do not want to give his identity. And other way he think, oh, Gopinath himself stolen from me. I cannot ignore it. Then he told, I am Madhavendra Puri. And priest make dandavat and given kheer to Madhavendra Puri. And he was too much intoxicated to eat that, to get it. And he taken that kheer and the clay pot. They are offering kheer in clay pot. And he taken that clay pot in his cloth. He make pieces size and every day he is eating one clay pot, part of that clay pot. But that night Madhavendra Puri, thinking, the people, if will know, I am Madhavendra Puri, and for me Gopal stolen key, then so many crowd will be to see me. Then hidingly he ran away from Remuna to Puri. But when he went to the Puri, he has seen everyone knows it, this story. He cannot hide there, and he also went to the government man in Puri, king's forest ranger. And ranger also heard that story. When he has seen his Madhavendra Puri, he was surprised. King also was surprised to hear that. Then everyone given much honor to him, and they arrange for collection the sandalwood from Malaya Parbat, because it was under the Odisha government. Anyhow, from there he collected this chandan and come back to Remuna. Via Remuna he will come to Vrindavan, but when he come back Remuna, again Gopal given the dream, you give this sandalwood to Gopinath and you arrange to put over the Gopinath's body, and I shall get it in Vrindavan. You don't think I'm telling lie, it is truth, and you give to Gopinath, not necessary to bring to Vrindavan. And Puri was surprised and arranged two men. Every day they are grinding that and putting to Gopinath's body, and Gopinath feeling so happy. And there also we see Madhavendra Puri not come back to Vrindavan. Up to last day he was in there by order of Gopinath, and he is seeing Gopinath and Gopal is same, too much merciful to him. That Madhavendra Puri left his body there. There Samadhi we have seen. But 3-4 times Krishna himself given darshan to him in dream. And when he offering bhoga, he have seen Krishna eating by his both hand. That type of devotee Madhavendra Puri, when left body, before that he recite one sloka. Oidi nodayatra nathahi mudhura natha kadabalakkasi hidayam tadaluka katharam daita bhaam mudhikin karun maham. Sloka Vyas Goswami told, ye ehi sloka hi achen Radha Thakurani, তার কৃপায় পুরী আছে মাধবেন্দ্র বাণী কিবা গৌরচন্দ্র ইহা করে আস্বাদন ইহা আস্বাদিতে আর নাহি চৌঠি জান. দিস স্টোরি রিটেন কৃষ্ণদাস কবিরাজ গোস্বামী, এন্ড থ্রু দ্যাট উই আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড যে হোয়াট কাইন্ড অফ কৃষ্ণ প্রেম মহাপ্রভু ওয়ান্টস টু গিভ টু দিস ওয়ার্ল্ড. That seed form existed within Madhavendra Puri. And for that, it is our feelings our Sampradaya actually started from Madhavendra Puri, because union in separation, this feeling only we can see from Madhavendra Puri very exalted way, and it is too much we see within Radharani and Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev in different form with Radha Krishna. And Radharani's heart and halo taken Krishna and become Mahaprabhu. This is truth. Kabir Goswami said, the Madhavendra Puri what tested that sloka come out from the lotus mouth of Radharani. And Mahaprabhu tasting that sloka, and no fourth person, these three tested, but no, in this mundane, we will see no one who can taste this sloka properly. Then if we will try to realize under guidance of some expert guru, then something feelings we will get. The meanings. Meanings is Sanskrit meanings to understand, not difficulty. But inner meanings of this sloka, it is only by the grace of Madhavendra Puri and Mahaprabhu. Someone can feel. This Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Prabhu told us. And he is the origin of the union in separation feelings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes we can see, and that feelings we can see within Madhavendra Puri. My English is not clear, I cannot express it properly, but you are all qualified, you can correct my English. No problem. Anyhow, that festival of Madhavendra Puri we have done so with great honor. And today, now the Dham Parikrama will be finished in the evening. And tomorrow, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Avirbhav, we will celebrate. And here this year, four times more devotees came for Parikrama. We are so fortunate. We are feeling so fortunate that the day by day conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu increasing and spreading all over this world by the grace of Srila Prabhupada, by the grace of Srila Guru Maharaj, by the grace of Nityananda Prabhu and Mahaprabhu, everyone getting this conception. And this is, many things is bad we are seeing, but super good and super ecstatic property also we are getting in this age of Kali Yuga. At present, we feel we are so fortunate. What can I say more? Dhanyavaad.